What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Metalcore Nerds, the podcast that combines metalcore and pop culture. I'm your host, Sean Mott, and today I have a new friend, already become a good friend in my eyes, at least. It's Matt, or aka Mash, from Hops Geek News. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? And the feeling's definitely mutual. Good friend at this point. We have bonded through our love of not only pop punk, not only metalcore, but all things nerdy, all things geeky. We tend to line up on most of the same things, it seems like, too. So
it does, yes. Very, very similar in things, which I like. I mean, I have a ton of friends that we don't agree on a bunch of things, including The Last Jedi, which we won't talk anymore besides that we have different opinions because we know those conversations don't end well. Like, my best friend has the same exact opposite opinion as I do, and we've had very many heated debates on it. So we just don't talk about it.
Pretty sure, like, there are things you just don't talk about the family table anymore. Politics is one, and The Last Jedi is literally, like, 1B at this point.
Probably over religion at this point, honestly.
I mean, I would rather talk religion all day than talk The Last Jedi.
That's fair. That's very fair. It's very fair. So usually we start off the episode and we talk about what we've been watching lately. And I think the biggest thing that we've watched lately, we both watched Dune last night.
Dude, yes.
And let me tell you, that movie lives up to the fucking hype. And that's not an over-exaggeration. There's a running joke now that you're part of the Facebook group, the Milkrunners Facebook group. If you're not a part of it, please join. It's a blast. But you'll probably see people picking on me for liking everything. I haven't got it really since the Venom episode. So maybe people listen to the Venom episode.
Literally the Kevin Smith of...
I mean, dude, honestly, when I listen to Kevin Smith's podcast, I'm like, yes, same, dude. I feel like I'm best friends with Kevin Smith, even though I'm obviously not. But we have, like, the same sensibilities. Like, we go to watch movies to enjoy them. And if we don't like them, then we don't like them. But other than that, it's most of the time we're entertained by them. Even dumb fucking movies I am entertained by, like Godzilla vs. Kong, if you look at it as like a movie,
I love that movie.
Dumb as fuck, but it's so much fun. It was so much fun.
It's a reptile monster beating up a gorilla, beating up a metal Godzilla. Like, there is nothing.
What more do you want?
I go into movies, I'm like, look, I just want to watch a movie to escape real life.
Exactly.
All right. And yeah, I can have my opinions.
Of course.
About movies where I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But most of the time, I'm like, you know what? I can find something good in there. And then I don't care if you like the movie because I'm like, we're all different. Have your opinions.
Exactly. That's like, I've said this like a million times, probably sound like a broken record about this, but I only have a problem when people get into conversations about why they did or didn't like a movie and they're like, no, you shouldn't like this movie for this reason. That's what I hate. I was like, don't try to make someone not like something. Like that. Yeah. That's, I'm like, don't be like a fun Nazi over here. Like, let them just enjoy it. You can not enjoy it, but don't burst someone's like fun bubble.
Just let them be happy, especially the state of the world anymore. I mean, I'm one of the biggest like Fast and Furious franchise lovers. And when people are like, oh, those movies, I'm like, look, they are dumb. Nothing about these movies are meant to make sense, but I love them so much.
They're so much fun. Even the last one is more. Honestly, it's easier to believe anything in the MCU than it is the probability of the things that happen in F9. And that's pretty true. But I love it. Was fun as fuck. It's funny because it's like one of my I rewatched all of the Fast movies the week before, all of them besides Fast 5, because I couldn't find it anywhere for some reason, and I already knew I love that movie.
Hardest one to find. Yeah,
it's like the most popular one. First one with The Rock. It was like the revitalization of the franchise. I didn't really need to rewatch that one. It's probably the one I remembered the most besides maybe Tokyo Drift. So I rewatched all of them, and it just like it might have given me like such a nicer appreciation for all of the little moments that happens that like tie back to everything. I will say it definitely missed The Rock. You could feel the missing of The Rock 1,000%.
Fully agree.
But
I'm kind of mad that we didn't get some Rock v John Cena in this movie just because Vin Diesel's ego and The Rock's ego. But that could have been like the third WrestleMania moment for these guys. But
yeah, dude.
I think probably one of the things I always say the most too is ejectocito, because that's the best, dude. Always to this day, I'm getting like the kids out of the car. I'm like, ejectocito, because, and they're like, dad, you're stupid, shut up. But I'm like, get out.
Yeah. And they say bruh like 20,000 times in that movie too.
Oh my God. They do really do.
And it's so funny because I didn't remember that Vin Diesel is not in 2 and 3, which 3 is canonically like 7 or whatever the fuck it is. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
That Tokyo Drift, even though everyone had a flip phone, took place in the movie after Ludacris became super hacker for some reason. He has this like hologram computers
in a garage.
Yeah, and he has all these hologram computers, and the movie that comes after is the one where they're all streaming the final race on flip phones.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're supposed to believe that Japan's behind America as far as technology.
Yeah, for real. Like, that makes sense. But anyway, I guess we'll get back to Dune. This podcast is utter chaos half the time anyway, so it's everything gets sidetracked, but you know, that's how podcasting goes. You never stay on track with anything, ever. Yeah.
No, not at all. You'll get back to the main point eventually.
Yeah, yeah. And what we're really here is to talk about DC fandom, but we need to talk about Dune a little bit. We're not going to spoil anything, of course. It's in the family. It's on HBO Max now if you want to watch it. So, unless something surprises me by the end of this year, this is definitely going to be my movie of the year.
We do have Spider-Man No Way Home coming out.
That's fair. And I have weirdly high hopes for The Matrix. We'll see.
I keep forgetting that it's coming out.
It's like, they're like a week apart. It's coming out. Yeah, they're like a week apart, I think.
That's right.
Which just kind of sucks for The Matrix. Spider-Man Home may do it. I mean, Shang-Chi was my number one until I saw this, but this movie was just an utter experience. I know you watch on HBO Max. I highly recommend go see it again in the theater because it is like crushing in a theater. It's just like you feel like you're there, kind of. It's so loud. The score is unbelievable. The sound, like even just the sound design of everything, is so fucking crazy. And I was even talking, I went and saw it, like a group of our friends usually go see all the movies. Sometimes you minus a few people, but we, like my wife and I and our friend Ava and Isaiah went and saw it. And I was just like, what did you guys think of it? Everyone loved it and thought it was amazing. Ava was just like, I was kind of confused and felt dumb through parts of it. And I've read like a quarter of the book, which is like half of this movie, pretty much.
It stops halfway through or something like that. I've never read the books. I've never watched the movie previously, so I had no idea going into this movie anything about it.
I never watched the old movies, the David Lynch movie, and there's like a straight to TV miniseries too that happened that weirdly a young James McAvoy is in.
Is he?
Yeah,
really?
He's interesting. Like, yeah, it's super weird. I didn't know that until last night when my friend Isaiah was telling me about it, and I was like, what? It's like a super young James McAvoy, I guess. But it was like a sci-fi 3-part miniseries or something. But everyone kind of says the David Lynch one is just, it's not, he just took the ideas from the book and made it a David Lynch movie. And him himself is always, is like, that movie is terrible. And he made it.
Right.
He's like, don't even bother.
We ignore that. Doesn't bother.
Yeah. Don't. But I think that helped me have a good understanding of the characters and some of the terminology and stuff like that, because I pretty much got to the big climax in the book. I'm not going to mention what the climax is, but I'm sure you probably don't know what I mean. So I didn't get to that part, but it was pretty much everything before the building, their journey to Arrakis and everything like that. But I was kind of already introduced to everything, and I started reading after the trailer came out. So even like it opens pretty much with the scene with Paul and the Reverend Mother, which is in the it was the big part of the first trailer.
Yeah.
And so like me reading it, I was like, oh, I can completely picture this and see what everything is supposed to look like and everything like that. So that helped a lot. And also the production design of everything is,
dude, it was amazing.
How did people think of this shit? It's crazy.
Like, I feel like they don't really go many places, but at the same time, they go a lot of places. Yeah. And you're seeing like, yeah, you're in the same area, but they're showing it to you so many different ways, visually stunning. How can you make sand look visually stunning? I don't know, but they did it. The soundtrack going along with it to me was like, I was so immersed with the music going along, and I was like, yeah, hell yeah. I would get more amped. And I was like, I didn't know what to expect. And so everything that kept happening, I was like, oh, wow. And I was like, oh, wow. And by the end, I was like, this movie's amazing. And yeah. I wanted more immediately. Yes. I was like, all right, when is the next one coming out?
Yes.
We don't know.
As soon as it ended, I'm like, I need the next part now. Right now.
Yeah.
Like, just give it to me now. Sam and I put it on, like, as we were going to bed. And so we watched, like, probably the first, like, 20 minutes before we fell asleep. But, like, that's how we were both so stoked on it. Like, halfway through the movie, she's like, this is my movie of the year, I think. All right. Halfway through it.
And I was feeling the same exact way.
I was just watching it, and I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this. Because, and this is crazy, and people that know me, I'm like a ride-or-die MCU guy. I know probably way too much about the MCU than any person probably should that doesn't get paid to do it. It's probably pretty fair, as most people probably know that know me. People like come to me and ask me, like, oh, hey, what does this mean? Or, like, where does this fit in the timeline? And I'll be like, oh, yeah. Or they'll be like, what do you think of this theory? And I was like, oh, it would make sense, but in the timeline, it wouldn't because of this. And they're like, wow, that's why I asked you. And I'm like, I guess I'm that guy now. That's fine, I guess. I feel like I could teach a college thesis on, like, time travel and multiverses within the MCU. It's really, really disgusting. But if someone asked me if I could only get one, and that's the Dune franchise continuing or the MCU, I would pick Dune.
Like, I think at this point, I would too.
I mean, honestly, it also has like a bit of a disadvantage because we've got the end game. Yeah. And obviously, I'm so excited for what's coming because the MCU is just getting weirder and more.
It's about to get real weird.
And I feel like the Eternals is going to be like the Dune of the MCU, which has me even more stoked for Eternals because everyone's just saying it's like a weirdo sci-fi movie and it's not going to be for everyone. And I was like, I love weirdo sci-fi shit.
That's
I was like, cool.
I feel like Dune was. Yeah. That's what Dune was. So when I was like, I love this. And I haven't been excited for Eternals, but now I'm like, if that's what I'm getting from Eternals, sign me up.
Yeah.
Like, sign me up. I don't need some big spectacle where CGI monsters are just beating each other down for an hour. Like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
But also, I like stuff that I just watched with Dune. So if I'm getting that with Eternals, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Exactly. I think Dune will still end up being the better movie for sure. Okay. But it made me. I was already excited. Pretty much anything you slap Marvel on it, Marvel Studios. Let me be clear. Even Marvel, yes, too. But Marvel Studios is more. I know I'm going to like this. You know. Yeah. So if you slap down there, I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't care. You know. You could tell me I'm getting like I don't even know like a Howard the Duck series live action with Seth Green voicing him. I'd be like, okay, cool.
I honestly want a Squirrel Girl. So if they gave a Squirrel Girl and you know they were supposed to have before they canceled it and they
failed,
I was excited for that. So even characters like Squirrel Girl, I'm like, sign me up. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean,
of course we didn't get it, but yeah,
true. And they have proven that all these like super unknown characters can be like look at Shang-Chi. Not many people. There is people who love Shang-Chi comics, even though they are. The old ones are
very few and far between,
and they're ungodly problematic, which they
literally name the characters after some real problematic things.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. Not good. But
Fu Manchu.
Yeah, dude. God.
Yeah.
I mean, even them making fun of the term Mandarin, someone calling them the Mandarin, him being like, "Yeah, they named me after orange chicken," you know, shit like that is a testament to how fucked up it was. But
yes,
like that movie is prime example. Like, I think people forgot Guardians of the Galaxy existed. Like, no one gave a fuck. Like, even super comic nerds didn't give a fuck about the Guardians. You know what I mean? Then this movie came out and changed everything. And it's like a lot. I feel like Phase 4, people got like spoiled by like the Infinity Wars and the Endgames. And I know like the WandaVision thing was kind of a special case because the internet definitely took hold and everyone created their own
Mephisto.
Everyone created their own worst enemy with, you know, oh, Reed Richards didn't show up. And it's like, well, they never hinted that that was ever going to happen.
Not at all.
The internet just went crazy. The show is called WandaVision. We got a show about Wanda and Vision. They told the story they wanted to tell. And I feel like since not everything is this crazy cataclysmic thing, now that people forgot what made us fall in love with the MCU in the first place, you know, it's like we fell in love with the Iron Man, the Thor, and the Captain America and everything like that to lead up to the big events. And that's why Endgame worked, because if we didn't get all that shit building up to it, Endgame would have just been another fucking movie, you know.
Just like, yeah, it's not that it's a spectacle. You're not just gonna pump out spectacle after spectacle after spectacle, because at that point it kind of comes like not very special at that point.
No, exactly.
You kind of like, all right, we exploded, boom, we got Endgame. now you kind of got to recharge the battery, right? And so now, yeah, with WandaVision, we got a really dark, like deep emotional story right there. We didn't need anything big. We didn't need it massive.
Nope.
Loki, boom, some more emotional aspect behind it. And even Falcon and Winter Soldier, like the social commentaries that they were giving us there with Falcon having to deal with taking over this mantle of Captain America, who is a symbol, you know, and
yep.
the questions and things that came behind there, like everything plays a part. And they were giving us a lot just because you want every single thing to mean something massive.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to. And that's what makes them special.
Yeah, even with Black Widow, like I liked Black Widow a lot. It's not my favorite MCU movie. It's like in the middle of the pack, but it was like a one of the most solid origin movies we've gotten, I would say. And a lot of people's their biggest complaint was like, oh, it didn't really do anything to move the MCU forward. And I'm like, not every movie is going to do that.
It also wasn't really supposed to.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
it wasn't.
It wasn't. I mean, we've got her sister now.
Yeah,
which who knows, that may move it forward, especially
yeah, I mean,
post credit scenes. Yeah, there, but who knows?
A little bit of a Thunderbolts tease, hopefully. Yes.
I'm hoping so. Hoping. That's what I'm hoping for. But
we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes.
Maybe we'll see in Hawkeye here coming out in like a month or so.
I hope so. I hope we get that. I feel like they're not showing her in the trailers on purpose, which is a good thing.
Agreed.
They've been holding a lot of shit back, which I like. Which I'm scared. I'm scared for the next Spider-Man trailer because the big rumors that they're gonna show Toby and Andrew, which in the broader scope of everything makes a lot of sense because they want to cater to the casual people. And if they show them in a trailer, even if it's for a second, like that's pretty much confirming that they're going to get $1 billion movie or something like that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
I mean, but for people like us, we're like, no, we want to see it in the theater.
That's the problem with like DC is in Warner Brothers, you know, like they typically show too much, or you know, Sony shows too much. You're like, we don't need that. Like, I'm gonna be in the seat regardless. It shouldn't have to, like, this is our third act.
Yeah, like yeah, the Batman vs Superman trailer when they gave away the whole movie in the trailer.
You're
like, cool.
My gosh, I love that movie. I unapologetically love that movie, but yeah, they gave away way too much.
Yeah, I watched the extended cut, the like fucking 5-hour version, and that is a way better story. I didn't hate BVS. I was just like, eh, it was whatever. But then the extended cut, I was like, okay, I really like that.
They definitely added a lot more into it, for sure.
Yeah, it made everything make a little more sense to it, I think. So I'm going to talk about new music that's come out. But before that, is there anything else you've been watching lately that you want to chat about?
No, I've been on the movie train, so I have seen Halloween Kills. I can't wait till you finally see it.
Whenever that's going to happen, I don't know.
And we can talk about a little bit. But it's just like, we don't know when evil's gonna die, and we don't know when you're gonna watch it, so
it's true. It's, yes,
other than that, I mean, haven't read much.
Yeah, it's just
I haven't even slacked on my comic books.
Damn. Yeah, I've been neglecting comic books to read Dune, but I haven't even read Dune in like 2 weeks either, so I've been doing very, very bad with that.
Yeah,
but
it's been awful.
This month has just been the craziest month. Like, we've actually had stuff to do, so that's been weird. So
yeah,
we've just been busy.
And it's like, I always pump out like the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I generally only watch them. So I neglect everything to just, all right, I'm watching horror movies this month and I'm catching up on ones I haven't seen before. So that's really all I've been doing. And Dune, Dune was the big one.
Yeah, we watched Trick or Treat a few days ago. That was fun.
I like that one.
Never seen it. That was fun. It's just a fun, campy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to do anything to change the genre, but yeah, I enjoy that one. I know some people have complaints about it, but I like the anthology kind of movies like that tie together in a weird way.
Yeah, it was like cool how it kind of like went off, and then at the end, it kind of all tied together. I like that.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun movie. I like Sam. Sam's awesome.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of big name like actors too that
yeah,
that you don't really realize. You're like, oh, that person's in this movie, and you've seen them before, but you can't remember their name, but there they are.
Yeah, it's like the girl from the opening scene. I can't remember her name, but she's in like a million things.
Yeah, and so is the guy who kills the teacher, principal, whatever he is, who kills that kid. He's in a lot of stuff. Kid is actually a lot of stuff, so he's in Bad Santa, I think.
Yep. That's what, when he came up, I was like, is that the fucking kid from Bad Santa?
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
I was like, holy shit, well, how random. Because I think that's the only thing I've seen him in there is those two movies. At least, if I can't remember, then maybe. But yeah, I've been trying to do that too. watch more horror movies and stuff like that. It's just, I know Sam likes horror movies, but she is a manager at a Hot Topic. So yeah. Her, and she works an hour away. So her schedule is just stupid. So that's why we have not watched, because we haven't watched the first Halloween from the, well, the second Halloween, the fourth, second Halloween,
wherever we are, it's Halloween, but it's named after the same, it's a sequel to the first one with the same name. So I don't know why they didn't just be like Halloween Returns or something,
anything. I also find it absolutely insane that the three timelines that start off of the original Halloween all have Jamie Lynn Curtis in it.
She's in one, like somehow like the first all of them one, and then boom, we retcon that, and now she's in H2O and Resurrection, and boom, but that doesn't count anymore. Now she's in Halloween and Halloween Kills.
Like that to me is crazier than there's four separate timelines that she's in three of them. It's insane.
Fully agreed.
But I mean, more power to her, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But
what's some new music you got for us? I'm always intrigued. I love this segment.
I did just start a this is kind of like a new segment ish. But yeah, it's called the Metalcore Pull List or Metalcore Nerds Pull List. I have a new Spotify playlist which you can follow, and it's all the new music I've been listening to. For anyone that's listening or watching, the link is in the description. You just click on it, hit follow, boom. But here are the new songs I've added. The first one is a new song from Volumes called Bend, which is very, very sick. It is Michael Barr, who was in the band previously, is now back in the band with this other vocalist, Mike Terry, who joined a few years ago, who was in Barrier Dead briefly when they were like a new metal band for some reason, which I unapologetically like some of those songs. So that's fine, too. But this song is very, very cool. The second song, this band I used to book, and I actually, the last thing I booked as a booking agent was their headliner. They just started yesterday, but as you're listening to this, it started a few days ago because future time travel. But it's The Last 10 Seconds of Life. They dropped their first single off their new self-titled album called The Sabbath on Unique Leader Records. It's if you're into deathcore, that's, I mean, they've been a band for like ever, but they're super awesome dudes, super killer. The third edition is one of the probably my album of the year or release of the year, the new Knock Loose DP.
Oh my god, that album, nothing gets me more ready to run through a brick wall than
it's crazy one. it's so good.
I slap it probably every day. I have ever since it came out. I've listened to it just about every day.
Yeah, it's just unrelenting heavy.
Yes.
My friend texts me and he's like, hey, is the new Knock Loose heavy? And I'm like, it's very heavy. And then he texts me like a day later saying, I think my door, I put this in my car very loudly and I think my doors are going to blow off my car. And I was like, you're probably right.
It punches you in the face and then it just keep punching. It doesn't stop until it's over. And then you're like, holy shit. But at the same time, it's like, this was the best.
Yeah.
I want more of that.
Yeah. You get up and you ask for seconds.
Yes.
Even though it just beat the fuck out of you. That is our review of the new Knock Loose TV.
If we could put it one way, it's you're continuously getting your ass beat, but you ask for more and you want it. You're like, thank God. Ugh. Punch it.
Exactly.
In the face.
Exactly. The next one is Orthodox released a new single, which I sent into the Goon Platoon group. Yes, you did
share that.
Called Body and Soul. Very, very dope band. They have a new record coming out in the near future on Century Media, which is very, very dope. Good for them. They're very cool dudes as well. Last two, No Bragging Rights, who is an amazing, unbelievable band, probably one of my favorite bands in the world. They just released two new songs, and it's the first songs they've released in, I think, 7 years. They got into this really, really bad van accident on tour years and years ago, and it kind of put them in this really bad financial spot, so they had to stop being a band, basically, for years.
Got you.
But they're putting out a new EP, which I was lucky enough to hear most of it beforehand, because when I was still an agent, I was booking them, and then I never got to do anything with them because I quit being an agent. But they have a new record coming out on Pure Noise Records. You can pre-order it. Please, please do. And then last, but certainly not fucking least, Every Time I Die just dropped their new record.
Today.
And I've listened to most of it. And it's just, I mean, if you love Every Time I Die, you're going to love this record. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's, I've listened to a couple songs. And of course, you're getting what you expect. And it's not bad whatsoever. I thoroughly enjoy them as a band and this album.
Yeah, they're just one of the best heavy bands of our generation.
They always bring a lot of energy too, which that's what I love, man. Like right from the get-go, you're getting the energy.
They're like one of my favorite bands to watch live, and I've seen them probably like 20 times at this point.
Yeah, I've seen them a ton of times. I've never seen them headline. It's always been like they're with somebody, and I'm always like, why am I not getting them headlining? And then, of course, every time they headline, they don't come near me. So I'm like, damn it, that's why.
Yeah, that is probably why. I am truly spoiled when it comes to Every Time I Die, because I used to live in Syracuse, and they'd play Syracuse once a year. So I would see them all the time.
Beautiful. Just and beautiful.
I think it was the last Cross Country Warped Tour year, I went to like 3 or 4 dates and they played. So I saw them like 4 days in a row or something.
I miss those days, because I used to go to Mansfield and then I'd go down to Hartford all the time. I would just do the 2 dates every time because they'd always be close by.
Yep. I think we did like Hartford, New Jersey, and Buffalo or something. We almost did the Massachusetts State, but it was like a couple of days after and we're like,
yeah,
we don't want to drive another fucking 4 hours there.
Just like all over the place right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was nice. I that year I got like a bunch of bands on like regional spots. So I got to like see them play like a Warped Tour crowd. It was cool. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
That's all I got for music. New music.
Those are solid lists. Solid list. I know I was listening to your last show and you're like, I know you're not big in the Ice Nine Kills, but I just want to back up what was recommended. Is I've been listening to them a bunch lately and their new album definitely is pretty good. So if somebody out there is listening, check that one out as well.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, if you're into it and you want to check it out,
yeah,
go ahead. I know a lot of people definitely a lot of people like that band because they are very big. So
yeah. Very true. And I've also been like Architects, man. That's another band I've just obsessed with lately is Architects. I can't get enough of them for whatever reason. And yeah, I'm also excited for Under Oath's new album as well. Whenever that comes out, in I think January.
Yeah, I think it's
I've been listening to those singles a bunch. What I'm mixing in with, you know, the other ones I'm throwing on lately.
Yeah, those singles are have me very excited. I mean, I really like their last album too. I don't think there's an Under Oath album I really don't like, to be honest.
Yeah, so there's ones that I like more than the other, and then when this one came out I was like, huh, but it seems like they're going like
back a little.
They're definitely a little heavier on this one for sure.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that. I think I'm gonna try and go to that tour too. I'll have to drive to Boston for it, but that's fine. I'll do it.
To look at the tour dates, because if you drive to Boston for that, maybe I'll fly home, visit the family.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's fucking Under Oath, Every Time I Die, in Spirit Box. It's a great tour.
Exactly. Spirit Box, their newest album slaps as well. Yep. I can't get enough of them at all either. They're another band that's in the rotation on the regular basis.
Yeah, I was just jamming that record yesterday.
Yeah. I like when I go to the gym, like, what am I in the mood for? And then like I just kind of rotate it up, and then I always build my playlist off of that, and I'm like, there we go.
Yep, there you go. I'm a psychopath, and most of the time when I go to the gym, I listen to podcasts.
Sometimes I do too. Like I was actually listening to this podcast when I was at the gym yesterday. So
wow, what a
it
guy.
Depends on my mood, really. It just really depends on what mood I'm in.
I mean, if you were listening to the Venom one, you were probably just getting pumped on me trashing Venom.
I think that's what I was listening to the Venom one, so I was like,
"You're like, this is getting me through this
right now." What's like, that? Yeah, fuck Venom.
There was things I liked about that movie. You can go listen to the episode.
There's more carnage on this leg day than there was in Venom.
That's probably true. I will say that. That's probably a fact. But let's get into DC Fandom, the second edition of DC Fandom. I caught like half of it live. Then I had to go to a wedding. So I watched the other big trailers after. Pretty much the only things I really missed were the Batman and the Flash. And I think the Shazam panel feature,
that was
kind of
at the end.
I missed that too, but I caught up on that stuff after. So first we can talk about kind of the things we got the least out of visually, I guess, which would be the Aquaman and Shazam sequel kind of like behind the scene featurettes we got.
Yeah, you didn't get a lot from those.
No.
And Shazam's done filming, which is kind of bizarre that they didn't give us a lot from that,
because that one doesn't come out to like 2023, right?
I think so, but even with Black Adam, they showed a little bit of that, yet Black Adam's also done. A lot of these, they were finished filming or at the very end, but they didn't have a lot for, which I was very surprised.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, we're going to get punched in the face with trailers. And you did, but for other stuff.
Yeah. Pretty. We did get Grant Gustin's Flash's gold boots.
He did not want to be there, though. Grant Gustin did not want to be there.
That was one of the dumbest things I've seen. Like, imagine following the Black Adam teaser that's been in the works for 20,000 years, and then it's just gold boots.
Grant Gustin's like, hey guys, yeah, we're doing The Flash, another season, and here's my boots, yeah, I guess.
Season 77.
Will I do anything on my own? Run, Barry, run, or whatever Iris is saying.
What speedster do I have to face off next? Is it an evil me from the future? No, I already did that shit.
We did that one, so it's got to be evil me from the past. Or, I don't even know. I think this one's like Apocalypse, but I stopped watching the show, so I have no idea.
Yeah, anymore. I stopped watching the season that had the Crisis crossover because that villain was so fucking bad. I had to stop watching.
It was awful.
Actor was from Heroes.
Yeah,
and I love him. And I was suck.
Heroes was my shit too, man.
Yeah, until after season two, I guess.
The writer's strike.
Yeah. What a strong start and a terrible finish that show is.
Just, oh my god. Just season one, perfection. And then that's it.
Literal perfection.
Literal. But yeah, Aquaman though. The one thing that we got out of this that I was all on board for is Black Manta's new sleek suit. Because that suit should not work as well as it does, because in the comics, it's even ridiculous. It's just like this big dome head.
Yeah.
And he's wielding swords and knives. And you're like, how does this man see out of this? But yeah, they did it. They did it. And they got a sleek new design. And he was my favorite character from the first Aquaman. So I cannot wait. I'm wicked pumped to see what he does in this movie, because it seems like he's going to be the actual villain.
Yeah, I mean, Yaya, man, he's the fucking dude.
He's in everything now, too, and I love it.
Yeah, I'll take him in anything.
I can't get enough of him. Yeah, he is amazing as an actor.
Ugh, like, Watchmen? Bro. Fuck.
Watchmen, Candyman, like, he's good. He's real. And he's going to be in that new Ambulance movie with Jake
Gyllenhaal. Which I didn't think I'd be excited for a Michael Bay movie, but when you say Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, I'm there.
I'm there. Just for those actors. Yeah, no, same.
I didn't even care what the movie's about. They could be sitting at a table talking to each other and I'd go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie looks good. Seeing Ocean Master in like full Jesus mode. I know James Wan shared like a picture of it a few weeks ago too. Very curious to see how that plays in now that he was kind of like exiled and how they're going to bring him in. And it seems like they're kind of going to go a lot of places, like world wise. If
they're gonna make him like the Loki of the DC universe, almost, you know, like
I can see that
he's on his own side, sort of. That's kind of the vibes I'm getting, but yeah, they're definitely traveling a lot of places, and visually, they're setting it up to look stunning yet again because Aquaman 1 had a ton of color, a lot of visuals,
crazy looking,
yeah. And this one, they're like, we're going here, and then we're going here, and now we're going here. I'm here for it, though. I am so here for it. I love Jason Momoa as well. I think he's great.
Oh, he's fucking amazing. Another Dune shout out. Jason Momoa is amazing in Dune.
He's great in that movie too.
I love the first one, to be honest. I kind of like
a lot of people hated it.
The rom-com aspect of it. Like, the part I liked the most of it was his parents' romance. Honestly, that was like my favorite part of the whole movie. Not to diss the rest of the movie, but that gave me such a warm feeling in my heart. Like, just to be honest. It was so great.
He didn't. Nicole Kidman, she was great in that. Although I obviously, that's the first time I really noticed that. Like, Nicole Kidman doesn't look like the Chase Meridian that I grew up with anymore.
But, yeah, fair. That opening scene is sick, though.
Yeah.
The fight scene in the house.
They have that scene, and then the one scene that always sticks out with me from that movie is the deep, when like he dives in.
Oh, the trench thing or whatever.
The trench. Yeah. They're all like, just, oh man, it's James crazy. Wan. I would trust him visuals with anything at all.
Straight up, that dude's amazing, and it was cool to see him tackle this kind of world. And I feel like he did it very well, and I'm excited to see, because it seems like it's kind of like all chains are off. Whatever you want to do, just do it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, cool. Well,
it's like the only DC movie that made $1 billion for them, so of course they're like, you know what? Take it all.
I think it's the highest grossing DC movie ever.
It is. I'm 99% sure,
which is wild.
I have an Aquaman tattoo, so like I've always been, but everybody always shits on him as a character. But I was like, look, you're going to get something different here. And then he finally did. You got actually, he doesn't just talk to fish, man. He does a lot of badass stuff.
Yeah, they made Aquaman a really cool character, which is pretty wild to say that they made Aquaman cool.
They definitely did.
But yeah, I'm here for that. And then Shazam sequel. Shazam was like an utter surprise to me. I knew nothing about Shazam going into it whatsoever, other than he was a kid. He said a word and then he turned into a superhero. That's all I really knew. And I'm pretty sure I saw that movie by myself in the theaters, because I do that sometimes, because I think it was one Sam's like, I don't care.
Dude, I do it too. I love movies by myself. I do it all the time.
Yeah, go watch it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, man, that movie was a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Like, they did Zachary Levi. It was great. Capturing, like, he's this grown man, but he's also still a kid, because literally what he does is like, Shazam, boom, he gets the power and he's a kid that turns into an adult and muscles and everything. And then I'm surprised. So, like, I knew a little bit, but they brought the Shazam family into it. And I didn't think they would do that in the first movie.
Yeah.
And so in this one, it looks like we're going to see a lot more of the Shazam family. And of course, like, they're going to dive more into like the mystical aspects of it all, which
the gods and everything.
Lucy Liu's in this movie even. So
yeah. And Helen Mirren.
Yeah. You know, when both those two were in a movie, you're getting some quality stuff.
Oh yeah. 100%. And yeah, I really interested, and also so crazy that Shazam's gonna dive into like mythology of the DCU before Wonder Woman did.
Which we're getting a third.
Yeah, yes.
The Wonder Woman, and I'm fine with that.
Oh yeah.
I'm slightly worried because Patty Jenkins was like, Wonder Woman, she's all about love. She defeats things with love. And I was like, great, yes. However, Wonder Woman's also an absolute badass. Like, I want to see her beat the shit out of people and things and stuff. So, like, can I also get that as well? But
yeah,
we're getting a third Wonder Woman movie. We can't even get Man of Steel 2. And that's my one big complaint about all of DC right now.
Dude, I am also on that train.
Like, I wasn't a Superman fan. I saw Man of Steel and I was like, I actually like Superman. And now... And then they were just like, fuck Superman. You don't get him ever again.
Henry Cavill has made me a Superman fan. And weirdly enough, the guy from Superman and Lois, at first, when I first saw him in one of the crossover events, I was like, this guy's fucking Superman. And then once I saw I haven't watched all of Superman and Lois, but I've watched like the first four or five episodes, and it's really, really good. I just stopped watching it. I have no reason other than I just stopped watching it. I've heard amazing things, but he is amazing in it. That show, it seems more of like an HBO Max show than it does a CW show, to be honest.
It is on HBO Max too, which is funny.
Yeah.
I believe they put it on there.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, which makes sense. They want to make it more readily available. It's, you know,
good.
I was in when it was DC Universe. So like I bought it for Titans.
When it came out. That's when I originally got it too, Titans.
So we're one of like the 10 people who own DC Universe.
Who actually did it.
And so I've been in. I was so happy when HBO Max happened and it dissolved it and everything, because I was like, oh, a lot of these shows are going to get a much bigger platform now. I'm like, that's really cool. Even though I have a very big love-hate relationship with Titans.
I'm not getting started on that one.
Yeah.
I also have a love-hate relationship with Titans.
The last two seasons have started off so strong, only to just go, what are we doing now?
Don't know what to do. They're like,
I don't know.
Where's this plot going? I don't know. Let's just wrap it up and finish. And then we'll move on to next season.
Yeah, and that did get renewed to season 4, so did Doom Patrol, which I still need to watch Doom Patrol season 2.
Very good. Doom Patrol's good.
I love Doom Patrol. I was talking to you about it, actually. It's just such a weird show. I need to be in the right mood to watch it.
It's so bizarre, I'm the same way. I'm very much in the same way. It definitely takes a certain headspace because it is so weird and bizarre.
So weird. But I love it. So incredible. Yeah. Brendan Fraser is a fucking gem, dude.
I love. We need a Brendan Fraser reconnaissance.
It seems like that's what's happening in a way.
He's going to be in some movies, so that's true.
He was in that No Sudden Move movie, which my friend watched and said it was amazing, but I did not watch it. It's on HBO Max.
I haven't seen it, now. I haven't watched it.
Like,
maybe I'll get to
Don Cheadle's in it. Benicio Del Toro's in it. I think Josh Brolin's in it. Like, a million people are in it. I just haven't had time or I just want to watch something else.
I was going to say, whenever I do get free time, I like play video games, or I don't even know. I don't rewatch anything new a lot of the time.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But actually, with Titans, I'm going to be on the Paperweight Entertainment podcast next week to talk about Titans. So if you want to hear me, if you want to hear me talk about that, I will be there. They're actually a really cool podcast. I've been on there before. I talked about on one of the What If episodes. I went on there and talked to them about it. But I will be. I guess the rest of his co-hosts haven't watched it, so he asked me to come on because he knew I was watching it. And
I always get Lauren on involved. I'm like, Lauren, I'm watching this. She's like, what is that? And I'm like, you gotta watch it. Just do it. And then she does.
Just
like Ted Lasso. That's what I did. I got her on the Ted Lasso train. I was like, you need to watch Ted Lasso. You need to watch Doom Patrol. And then she's like, I love all of these things now.
That's the best thing to do is to make someone watch Ted Lasso. It's the best thing you can do.
Oh, God. I'm dressing up as Ted Lasso for Halloween, though, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
I am.
I love it so much. That's great. Pretty easy costume, too.
Yeah, it's not hard. I've got the tracksuit, kind of decorated up, get the mustache, all that kind of stuff. So
hell yeah.
I wanted to be Coach originally, but I'm going Ted Lasso.
Coach Beard?
Yes. I was going to go as Coach Beard, and my wife was going to go as Ted Lasso, but she couldn't find anything for her costume, so I guess right now I'm just going to be Ted Lasso.
Fair. That's funny. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
But it is. But... it is. Next thing on DC Fandom, the Black Adam teaser trailer.
It was good. It looks brutal. He zaps this dude into dust and bones.
Which I did not expect. I was wondering if they were going to do like the Venom thing, where instead of starting him off as like a villain, or a most of a villain, and then eventually he becomes an anti-hero, maybe? Or if they were going to venomize it and he's just an anti-hero from the start.
I was very worried that The Rock was going to do Rock things and be like, I'm not going to be a bad guy at all, which isn't Black Adam at all. He's pretty brutal and he's pretty messed up. He's like, sometimes he sides with the heroes, but he's mostly in it for himself. And
yeah. He sides with them when it's convenient for him.
Exactly. And so I'm very, very curious how it's going to play out if we eventually get to see him go against Shazam, because the only time Shazam has actually ever beaten Black Adam, he needs Superman's help. So very curious if we're going to get, that's probably why they're introducing Supergirl, since we're never going to get another Superman. But
I keep hearing rumors of Catwoman coming back in other movies, but not a Man of Steel 2 for some reason.
I don't know.
Maybe Cavill wants Zack Snyder to come back and they don't want Zack Snyder back because WB hates Zack Snyder for some reason.
They hate that man. I don't know. It's so weird, but
I don't really know why, but whatever, I guess. And it's weird because we'll get to the Flash later, but I've heard rumors that like the Flash is going to reference. I don't know if this is true, but a lot of people are saying
here in the Flash,
a lot of people are saying that, you know, like the Flash is going to reference like Zack Snyder Justice League stuff, which technically isn't canon for some reason.
I don't. Who knows what canon? We don't even know because Batfleck's showing back up. So who knows? I don't know. Black Adam looks good. I'm excited for Black Adam.
It's
brutal.
Very much a thing that I was like, I want more, which obviously is the goal. But I
sat up from my chair. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I do think they're going to. I listened to one podcast, Koi Jandrew, who he's like from Collider and Popcorn Talk, but not there anymore. He does his own thing now, but he appears on a bunch of different shows and everything like that. He's very, very knowledgeable. Probably one of the most comic knowledgeable people I've seen on the on the internet. And he was saying that he thinks that Black Adam might use like the meta lens of people on The Rock, to where people will like him because it's like, oh, it's The Rock. I like The Rock. But Black Adam himself in the movie is going to do really fucked up shit. Ooh. So people will like him because he's The Rock, but he's really just doing awful shit through the whole movie.
I'm here for that. I hope he does.
And I was like, yeah, cool. I was like, sign me up for that.
You can get that. Like, I'm good with that because it's about time too that he does something where he's just not that generic, like, quippy hero. To give me The Rock being brutal. The man is built like a Greek god, for God's sakes. Like, give me him doing stuff like that.
Yeah, when he was like, yeah, I need to get more shredded for Black Adam. I'm like, what?
Bro, you're huge.
What?
How do you get bigger?
Bigger?
Huh? Like, I wish I had a fraction of his muscle size. Like, good Lord.
Did you see the video that came out like 2 months ago where his fucking mansion gate got stuck and he ripped it off the hinges?
Yeah, dude. I'm like...
like, you are a superhuman being in real life.
And he's like 50 years old nonetheless.
And he looks like he's like 30 something, maybe.
Yeah. It's always fun looking back at the old wrestling matches that he was involved in.
He looks like, so small.
That guy, he's tiny. Yeah. He's muscular too, which is crazy. But
yeah.
He's like
comparatively. Yeah.
It's insane.
Dude. That's what I was just thinking too. I was like looking at him now compared to when he was like in the wrestling heyday. He was big then, but comparatively, he's like a tiny human being.
Yeah. Oh, it's insane.
But God bless The Rock. God bless The Rock. On to the next thing. I mean, another wrestling superstar going into the acting world, Peacemaker, John fucking Cena. And
he's so good at this role.
It has to be the best role he's ever done.
Without, this is the one, like, he's always been like, he's not that bad. Like, in Blockers, he was pretty funny.
I loved him in Blockers. I thought that was, like, perfect John Cena was Blockers. Before this... Peacemaker.
Right, right. And now he's getting to do that comedy style, but also be a badass. I mean, although I will say in the Suicide Squad, the way, like, without spoiling too much, there's a scene that he had to really show, like, a range of emotions and be, like, that bad guy. And he did phenomenal with that, too. Oof. So,
yeah, that was a fucking dope moment.
Yeah.
He killed it. But I think that was a lot of credit has to go to James Gunn for that, I think, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that, for sure. That dude. He knows how to
get the best out of his actors, I feel like.
That dude made, like, a 10-second cameo make me fucking cry. In that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's so, so good. Like, whatever James Gunn does, like, give this man the world. Because,
yes, seriously.
Like I said, he gets the most out of his actors. He gets the most out of a story that he's telling. And he makes you care about characters that we don't normally care about. And now you're like, I'm hyped for a Peacemaker show?
Yeah. Where when he, like,
hugging a bald eagle and he's...
And, no spoilers for Suicide Squad, but at the end of Suicide Squad, you hate him. You hate the guy a lot. And this, even this trailer make you're like, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, now, I should like this guy.
You forget all about it because in the trailer he's being dumb and goofy and him and Vigilante are out there doing stupid stuff. And you're like,
okay, all the shit with his dad, which I mean, yeah. I myself have problems with my dad. So I'm like, man, every time you get daddy issues in, I'm like, okay, cool.
Parental issues.
Cool.
So I get it. Yeah.
Got me. Cool. And then the dude in the green outfit looks like a TDK outfit. The dude Nathan Fillion played.
Does.
But it's really definitely not Nathan Fillion.
No, but it does. I don't know who that is, to be honest with you. I'm not totally sure who.
Because I know TDK was like made off of another character. He isn't like an actual comic character. They
letters their words.
Yeah, they based. Dude, oh my god, that fucking dialogue was the fucking best. Holy shit.
Their letters.
Oh, I totally forgot about the fucking opening scene in the helicopter. That shit was. You sat me next to a werewolf, man. What the fuck? But, oh god, that movie is a fucking just a delightful ride. And that's why I can't wait for more of this. Like, we get more,
give me more of this.
We get more of that world. I hope we get a sequel of the Suicide Squad with James Gunn.
I think we are. I
really want it.
He's doing it. He's coming back to do another project. I'm pretty sure he's probably gonna do a sequel to it.
Like, I know, like, reports came out saying that Deathstroke was supposed to be the leader. Yep. Which would be awesome to see Joe Manganiello come in with this.
He looks so good, yeah.
Like, my favorite part of the Josh Whedon Justice League was the post-credit scene because Deathstroke showed
up. On the boat, yes.
And even the Zack Snyder Justice League version of it was better, too. And I was like, fuck!
We were supposed to get... Oh,
yeah, that movie? That movie?
I still want it.
I want it so bad. I want it so Me bad. Too. It sounds fucking perfect. Anyway, we are, and then they also said, Will Smith was in, like, an interview, and someone asked him about, like, the Suicide Squad, and they're like, oh, did they recast me? And, like,
they're like, no.
And he's like, cool, I can come back.
Come back?
And
I was like, what? He wants to come back? I didn't know you wanted to be here. So I'm excited for that, because I think him and, like, Bloodsport and him coming back. Oh, my God.
Would be amazing.
It would, seriously. And I would love to see more of his Deadshot get properly done too, because I feel like there's still a lot there with him.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's why it's like, it's fine that the Suicide Squad existed, because actually I didn't mind that movie. The ending of it is very bad. I will fully admit the ending is bad, but everything leading up to it was fine. Like I was having a good time watching it, you know, especially the opening scene with Batman catching everyone. It was pretty cool. But after watching this version, I was like, okay, that version is really bad. Like, okay, now if you're going to compare it to that, I mean, yes, it's terrible, but I hope they just keep continuing on, because it's, you know, it's, they acknowledge they had kind of a misstep, but they move forward from it and just made it better, which is kind of the right thing to do, you know?
No, for sure. I mean, you can, they didn't like retcon it either. They acknowledged it loosely, which is fine. Just do that and keep moving on. Like at this point, DC just needs to keep moving on. And like, don't mess anything up. Whatever's happened, happened. Just keep moving forward.
And that's what they've been doing for the, pretty much since Justice League. They've just been, I know a lot of people didn't like Aquaman. People didn't like Shazam for some reason. I guess you just hate fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like Birds of Prey, which I guess, do you hate fun? I don't know. The movie was just fun. Yeah,
Birds of Prey is fine. It's not my favorite, but again, it was fine.
It was like a weirdo John Wick, Deadpool, but Harley Quinn.
Exactly.
It was fun. It was a fun movie. Again, not one of my favorite DCU movies, but it was fun. It was fun as fuck. I know a lot of people hate Wonder Woman 1984.
I don't like it. Yeah.
I actually like loved that movie. I don't know why.
Hey, teach their
own. You know? Sam loved that movie too. I don't know. I feel like it's weird, because if I had to compare it to the first one, overall it like did things better than the first one did, but it didn't have the same moments the first one did. So it's it's like, because Wonder Woman is such a good movie that even though the third act is completely and utterly forgettable, which it is, that the rest of it makes it such a good movie. Which is honestly,
that's definitely fair to say. That's fair to say.
For honestly, sure. Crazy, because people are like, I love Wonder Woman. I was like, do you remember who the villain was? And they're like, no. And I'm like, exactly. Like, I mean, that proves my point right there. You know?
Yeah. No, for sure.
But still a very good and a very important movie for the superhero genre in itself.
Yes.
You know? But last two.
This movie looks like it's going to be pretty important.
I would say so. I think it's going to be almost like, not the hype wise, but storyline wise, it's going to be like DC's No Way Home in a way.
Yes.
I just hope
they don't introduce too many characters is my fear.
That's fair. That's a very fair fear.
Like there's too much going on.
But we'll see. Good. Yeah,
Michael Keaton narrating.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That alone I'm here for. And then you get the back of his head, which normally you're like, oh, that's the back of his head, but it's the back of the 1989 head, and you're like, what? You pop hard for this.
Oh yeah, we get well, the tease of the Batmobile reveal.
Yeah. Oh, they're about to pull it. You know, it's,
we know, like, you can see it.
Know it's what it is. You can just tell.
Which, and we get two Ezra Millers at one point, which is
that. I wonder if they're gonna have Grant Gustin appear at any point.
He better fucking show up. He better show up.
All on board for that.
Justice for Grant Gustin.
Yes, and we have the Flash ring, which I'm excited. Flash is my favorite DC superhero. He's my favorite superhero across all. So I am so in the bag for this. We get the ring. We get the suit that looks.
Looks insane.
It's just so insanely good, and it's ripped right out of a page of a comic book. I don't necessarily love the actor who plays Flash a lot, but I'm willing to see how he does on his own, kind of in a movie carrying it, and. If he does a great job, he does a great job. And I hope they get more emotional aspects with like his dad and his mom. And I really hope my one fear is I hope that they are doing this Flashpoint storyline and we're just going to have Wonder Woman and Aquaman fight without ever bringing Reverse Flash in, which I hope is not the case. I really hope that we get Reverse Flash because he's my favorite bad guy as well.
Such a wild villain.
Yeah, he just does it to be a dick. Like his whole purpose is like, I hate you because I loved you, but it turns out I'm supposed to be your nemesis. So here I am. I'm gonna fuck as much shit up as possible.
There is people that think that Ezra Miller might be Reverse Flash, too, like a different version.
I hope not. I really hope not, because I don't like that at all. If that's the case, well, so he does get surgery done in the comic books
to make him look like him
more like Barry Allen. Well, so maybe, but I hope that's not the route they go.
Yeah. It would kind of be a cop out, you know, if they just made it
definitely
it,
would,
if they just made it, hey, it's the same person.
I hope they don't, like, give me somebody who's playing Reverse Flash. That's all I ask. And give me I want to see that reverse flag. Like, if he shows up on screen in that yellow suit and it looks badass, like, I am going to, I'm going to mark out so hard in the theater. It's going to be insane.
I would be very, very stoked. And it's funny that they were, I know before they showed it, they're like, oh, we don't really have much to show you. And it was pretty much a trailer. It was a teaser trailer, but
said, right? Like,
they gave us
like,
more than Black Adam did. You know, Black Adam just gave us a short scene, but this was like a trailer.
This gave us a bunch of different things and going on. And I was like, all right, so now I can't wait to see the actual trailer, because for months we've been getting them, like the symbols.
Oh, yes.
Like all that stuff. And then, of course, we still have Batfleck supposed to show up. We got Supergirl in this movie. So I think she's going to play the part of Henry Cavill's Superman, the Flashpoint storyline. So that'd be fine. So.
Do you think we'll get the full on, like you kind of mentioned earlier, the full on Aquaman versus Wonder Woman thing where they're ruling fucking Earth and they're fighting each other at the end?
I don't think they will, because I feel like we would have heard about Gal Gadot and
Jason Momoa in it.
On set, and Gal just had a baby recently. So I don't think we will, but I feel like there's going to be some sort of world altering event. There has to be. It's Flashpoint. If you don't Flashpoint, you got to do something with it. So
yeah, something's got to be majorly fucked up where they have to go back and fix it.
Yeah.
I do think instead of the old man Flash being the dude to sacrifice himself, I think it's going to be Batfleck.
Oh, definitely. I agree.
He's going to go out in a glorious passion.
Unless he's decided he's coming back as Batman, which I don't think is going to happen, even though I would love it. Yeah, I think he's going to die in this one.
I don't see him doing that for two reasons. Michael Keaton is already coming back to do more, and we have Robert Pattinson's Batman. So it's like, we going to really have like fucking three Batman?
I guess we can kind of roll into that.
True. What a transition. Trailer. Thanks, man.
he's actually supposed to be Earth 2 Batman. So, but there is a chance, obviously, the multiverse they can pull him in. We know that.
I don't think this Batman's going to touch the DCU. Reasons. Yeah, I don't think
it's. I don't either.
Like, ever.
However, he's going to touch my fucking heart and soul, because this movie looks insanely good. Like, yes, we're getting another Batman. No, like, we're getting a Batman who, like, is first starting out, and this looks like a horror movie. There's scenes where he's literally in a tunnel getting shot and just eating bullets, and I'm like, what? And then you got the Riddler who, like, is creepy. Man, there's so much to love about this movie. I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Seven.
Yeah, it's like they're leaning into, like, they mentioned that they want Riddler to be kind of like the Zodiac killer type.
Yeah.
So that's going to be terrifying. You've got Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. She looks good in the trailer. And Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon looks great. Andy Serkis looks really cool as Alfred. And then I like the Batmobile, because this is his second year, so obviously it's not going to look right.
Yeah.
And then of course we got Colin frickin' Farrell.
Unrecognizable.
You can't even tell that's him.
Dude, utterly insane that he looks like that.
Yeah. And then there's just scenes of like Batman walking out of the fire. Like, they're building up the mythos here, because you always hear like everybody is so terrified of Batman. Well, you get scenes where he's just brutally beating the shit out of people, and then he's like eating bullets, he's walking out of the fire. It's like, well, no kidding, like, this is the Batman. Like, Dark Knight is my favorite movie of all time. This very well could overtake that.
Same.
If it's as good as the trailer indicates.
Yeah, dude, seriously, like the one scene where he's like just fucking viciously punching him in the face, and Selena Kyle's looking at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even she's like, holy shit, dude.
You know,
right there,
we finally get like a for real Catwoman Batman relationship, which
yes,
kind of happened in Dark Knight Rises, but not really. Sort of.
No.
Not really. It was more of kind of like a frenemy kind of thing, if anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a full thing of like, she doesn't know that Batman is Bruce Wayne, which is a huge thing in a ton of comics. This gives me major Long Halloween vibes. But more brutal.
Supposed to take place on Halloween, too.
Yeah.
Like, time, which is even better, so.
Exactly.
It gives me like that brute, like, that's what I want. Is I want him being this detective, but he's also like, show us why we're supposed to be afraid of him. Show us this.
Yeah.
Is like, you kind of got it in Batman v Superman with Affleck. Like, that was pretty dope. But is like, you're gonna get like 2.5 hours of him learning, and he has a lot of anger issues, and he's so pissed off at the world. That's like, I want to see him grow into that.
Yeah.
Because Batman Begins, he never really transitioned. He was always trained, and he kind of went from one to the other in The Dark Knight. And so this is what I'm looking for right here.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be year two of him being Batman. And yeah, he's just unrelenting, completely fucking. He even has that line where he's like, I don't care what happens to me. Like, he gives zero fucks. Like,
I'm
no.
Vengeance.
Yeah. And that scene, like, you keep talking about the hallway scene with him getting shot at, which is straight up, you know, Darth Vader Rogue One or Luke Skywalker,
yes,
Mandalorian.
That's what I was thinking of here. He's just walking through this hallway, beating them down. Dude, how could you not be excited about that?
I think New Rockstar's posted, he's like, the Batman's about to enter the epic hallway scene club. And it was the two I just mentioned, and then the Daredevil hallway scene, that scene.
Those are fantastic. Oh, I can't wait. I hope we get more Daredevil. But
same. But yeah, this is my most anticipated anything. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care.
Same.
I don't care if they announce like a fucking, you know, Avengers 5 today. Like, I would still be more excited about the Batman.
I see all those out there. Like, which movie would you rather have? You have to lose one, and it's like Spider-Man or Doctor Strange or the Batman. I'm like,
Batman.
Right? Bye, Spider-Man. I've seen you like 9 times. Yeah, we've seen Batman how many times? But I'm like, I'm smashing the Batman.
Give me Batman. Like you've been saying, this is so much different. We've never gotten a Batman like this. The world's greatest detective. Completely and utter brutal. Like you said, yeah, we did get a little bit of Batfleck doing it. Like that parking garage scene and stuff. But
yeah,
still, not like this. We got more action in the trailer than we have in the whole BBS. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy. I just can't wait to see who they introduce next. Like, it seems like Riddler and Penguin are like the main villains of this one. Obviously, Riddler more so. But who are we going to get next? You know,
I personally, my personal thoughts are, I love Scarecrow. He is one of my favorite Batman villains because of how terrifying he is, because he plays on your fears. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to, and you know, he's a psychologist, all that. We've never really had a proper Scarecrow done. So yeah. I would love that. Or even like a Mr. Freeze. Give me like that Heart of Ice storyline.
Oh,
something
my
like
fucking
that,
God.
I don't even
yes.
know.
Please.
Like, I get it. Everybody wants to be grounded. So they don't want to do like the.
They could do a grounded Mr. Freeze.
Well, they could. They absolutely could. So I'm like, please give me like a Mr. Freeze. I don't want the Joker. I really don't personally. Like, I don't want the Joker anytime soon.
Yeah.
Give me him later maybe, but. I want to see like the Scarecrow or Mr. Freeze or something like, or like the Court of Owls, even with this Batman would be pretty sick.
That would be very sick.
So that's what I'm hoping for. So I guess we'll find out, because I think they're supposed to make 3 of these.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. And there's the Gotham PD HBO Max series, and there's rumors of a Penguin series happening too.
Everybody's getting a series.
If Matt Reeves is involved with it and it looks like these look, I don't give a fuck. Just do it.
I'm here. I'm already subscribed, so I'm gonna watch it.
Just make it happen. I don't even care.
Me neither.
At all.
Me neither at all.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on the Joker, even though I love the Joker. It's just hard. It is. I feel like they would have to just mix them in, which I don't think timeline would work with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. I feel like him and Robert Pattinson would do a really cool thing, but like I think it would work.
Would be great. Yeah.
I just don't know where time works in
either of
those.
We're getting the Joker too, so I guess we'll find out. I think they leave it ambiguous on purpose, maybe.
Yeah, and there's like that whole theory that all of it is pretty much a lie because it's told from his perspective. Yeah. So he's like the unreliable narrator. So like all the shit that we saw happen didn't really happen and shit, which is definitely possible.
I mean, that's what you get from the Joker. I mean, look, he never has a fully fleshed out origin story.
Exactly,
because he doesn't know. He's that unreliable narrator. So honestly, though. If these are supposed to be Earth 2, kind of like, I would fully, I would love that.
Because I think those two against each other are just like, you know, the master fucking actors. Just them going at each other would be psychotic shit. Like, it would be full fucking crazy.
If that's what
crazy.
They did give us, then yeah, give me that. And like a horror aspect as well.
Oh, like super fucked
that
up.
That Joker looks, I'd be on board with that. Yeah, for sure.
Like, if they end up bringing it, like, in 2 or 3, they brought in like a Robin. Or something.
Yeah.
And then we got like Death in the Family with like Joaquin Phoenix or something. Like I would freak the fuck out. Like I would lose it, dude.
I would too. Without a doubt.
I would lose my mind if that.
Yes.
I would be so fucking stoked for that. But wherever they go with, that'd be cool. Scarecrow is, and it's funny, I'm bringing this back to Titans, but Scarecrow and Titans fucking sucks.
He sucks so bad. I was so excited.
I was like skeptical, then was on board for a second, and then immediately after was like, you are terrible.
Yep, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Yep.
Because the way, I don't want to spoil Titans if anyone's going to watch it, but the way it kind of was integrating with the story, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, I like this now for a second. And then as you get more screen time with him, I was like, this dude sucks as the main villain. I'm so mad that he's getting away with the things he's getting away with. That's more of what happened. I will say the one thing the show does that I will give it the most credit for is that it takes every bad character that is mostly only dealt with Batman at its side, and they've brought him to the forefront in a really cool and different way. And I will give them that 100%.
They do a great job, and Nightwing's great.
I
personally love Nightwing.
Nightwing is awesome. I wish he was in the DCU. Even Red Hood, I wish he was in the DCU because he is fucking awesome. And what they did with him was so different from the Red Hoods we've seen, and it was done very cool. That was like the part.
I agree.
And I'm excited to see where that goes. I started watching the finale, which the beginning of it was kind of cool, actually. I was so tuned out after last week's. I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Because, again, I don't want to give anything away, but they completely take stakes out of the show, like, 100%. They just take all the stakes out. And I'm like, what? Like, what does anything, why? Why? And there's this whole subplot in this season that did not need to happen. You could have taken it out, and it wouldn't have changed anything.
That's what they do
anything.
All the time, I feel like.
Yes, pretty much. So I'm hoping the finale hits a little better than I'm hoping it's going to. We'll see. And see
Once
where
I
season four
it,
goes.
I'll let you know, because I haven't watched it yet either.
Yeah, I watched like the first 10 minutes, and I was like, okay, this is...
I got better things to do.
I like where it's going. But I was like, yeah, I have other shit I got to do.
For sure.
Pretty much. So, for Yager, is there anything else you want to add? What we talked about today.
I think we've covered it, man. I could talk about this shit all day, so I got to get you on our show. Maybe we'll hash out some Eternals, some things like that.
Ooh. But,
yeah, no, thanks. I this hits it, man. I'm stoked. DC fandom gave me a lot. I'm excited for where DC's going. I'm like one of the four people that are excited.
Me too.
So look at this. We make up 50% of the DC fans. So.
Fox, dude. And of course, please, plug your podcast, tell everyone where they can find you, and they know a lot about beer and drinks like that, which I don't drink, so when I listen to it, it's like me listening to German, but I still listen to it.
we don't really make, so obviously we are Hops Geek News. Find us on Twitter by searching, for some reason Twitter gave us the name Geek Hops on there. I'm like, I don't know why, I haven't been able to change it, but search Hops Geek News on Twitter, Instagram. Search Hops News on all the podcasting platforms, because we are kind of a part of that network. Our other show, we talk about like beer news and the industry and stuff like that. So we do talk about a little bit of that on Hops Geek News. We kind of talk about what we're drinking.
Yep.
But for the most part, we talk about pop culture. Yeah. So comic books, movies, TV shows. And we got a Halloween commentary coming out. We talk about all that stuff. Next week, we're diving into the Eternals origins. And then we're going to see the movie. So if we both end up seeing the movie on that weekend, we'll have to get you on and talk about a review.
I would be very down. I should be seeing it that weekend. I come back from vacation.
Can't go on that day, yeah.
I come back from vacation the day it comes out. So, I can imagine I will be seeing it opening weekend for sure.
Perfect.
Because I think I've got Sam more excited for it. Well, because first, she doesn't really pay attention to things like we do at all, which I kind of love her for that.
My wife's kind of the same, yeah.
It's probably because I'm way too obsessed with it. But they play like the trailers in Hot Topic all the time.
Oh, dude. Oh, okay.
And she texts me one day. She's like, Angelina Jolie's in the Eternals? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, where have you been?
I'm like, yeah, she's in the Eternals. She's like, well, I'm in. And I'm like, I mean, we're going to go anyway. But I was like, I'm glad to see her more excited about it.
Thank you. Like, we were already going to go, but I'm glad that you're there with me.
Yeah. But I kind of told her, I was like, yeah, I kind of think that, you know, this is going to be like the MCU's Dune in a way. And I think that's gotten
agreed.
Her a little
I get,
more
I get
excited
that vibe
for
big time. Yeah, I for sure get that vibe. So yeah, we'll get you on for the review of that movie. And man, thank you. It's always a pleasure getting to chat and finally getting to do this thing for the first time.
Oh, there's gonna be more to come. That's absolutely,
because I'm like you. I have like my kids, school teachers are always asking me like about comics and where this lines up.
Amazing.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So like I'm with you. I am 100% like I. All that kind of stuff. So it's always nice to nerd out with somebody else who's along the same.
Oh yeah, it's the fucking best. It's the best.
Absolutely.
Awesome, man. Anyway, you guys can know where to find us. Go to metalcorenerds.com, where you can find all our social media. Everything is at Metalcore Nerds. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's the best way you can help us. And until next time, see you later, nerds.
Do it.